You're listening to Cold OD Messianic Congregation's weekly podcast. Our services are every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. For more information, like us on Facebook or visit our website at coldod.org.
All right, so let's listen to this song. I'm going to have to be quick today because of time. I'll be short, but I want your attention. I'm going to talk about two things. I'm going to talk about seasons just a little bit, and then I'm going to talk about the fall of Saul. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 15. We're going through Samuel and back to Samuel. It's been a month since we've been back there. But I want you to hear this song. Ready? As you hear this song, as you listen, try to see the Lord singing this to you and you to the Lord, this song, all right?
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there. And could I leave you running merrily through the snow, or on a wintry evening when you catch the fire's glow? If ever I would leave you, how could it be in springtime, knowing how in spring I'm bewitched by you so? Oh, no, not in springtime, summer, winter, or fall. No, never could I leave you.
We'll close in prayer now. It's a sermon for today. I grew up on those musicals. I don't know, my father and mother, they loved the musicals. That was Camelot. And so Samuel had, I know, anyway, he'd probably be mad if he said it, but while he's doing work, he had some stuff. When I heard Porgy and Bess, I said, man, that was my dad's favorite. So, anyway, I just wanted to think about seasons for a few minutes. We have the four seasons, not the group, that we have in the United States, you know. And right now, the autumn foliage. There are some pictures. Got lots of pictures to show you how beautiful it is, you know. And so enjoy it. I just want to encourage you to enjoy it while it lasts. It's very short. It's very brief, just like life is. James says, "What is your life?" James or Jacob, "What is your life?" It is. You're here. It is a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away, right? What is your life? It is here, James 4:14, a vapor that appears for a little while, then it's gone. Enjoy the seasons. Enjoy the season. Savor the season. Let it lift your heart to give praise to the Creator. Amen. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky shows his handiwork. Day to day they speak. Night to night they reveal knowledge. Psalm 19. So, enjoy it, this fall foliage. If you know, you miss it and it's gone. And soon we'll be looking at bare tree branches. Ecclesiastes 3, just a few verses there. For everything there is a season, and the word is zaman. Let's say zaman. okay? I'll give you the definition in a minute because it's different than you would imagine. And a time for every activity under heaven. Time to give birth. He goes into a whole bunch of things. Time to give birth. Time to die. Time to plant. Time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill. Time to heal. A time to tear down. A time to build up. Time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn. Time to dance. Time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. And many things are mentioned here. Time to love, time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. And down further, he says he has set eternity, down in verse 11 of Ecclesiastes 3, or Kohelet is the Hebrew name for this book. He has set eternity in their heart. He set eternity in their heart. And then a little further down, verse 14, he says, I know that everything, Solomon says, I know everything that God does will endure forever. It's just unfathomable, isn't it, that God creates us to know him, creates us to enjoy the beauty that he gives. And imagine people not knowing God. And we were there. Imagine what it's like to be detached from your creator, to be detached from your purpose, to not be able to just, but the foliage just causes us to lift our hands and praise God and say, look what God has done. The word zaman means to designate for a purpose. Let's say zaman, to designate for a purpose. The word time means, et, it means to set a firm hour. And and in Israel, how many seasons do you have, really? Yeah, really just two. Yeah, a dry season and a rainy season. So realize that in the biblical framework that we read the scriptures, there's just really two seasons. There's this, and so, you know, in life, in a sense, there's a season of health and there's a season of sickness or injury sometimes, a season of success, a season of failure sometimes, a season of strength and a season of weakness. You have defense, like teams, and you have offense. Training, there's a time for training, and there's a time to teach others what we've learned, right? And we're really, we're always learning. But smooth sailing time, sometimes everything's going really well, and then there's a time of all of a sudden difficulties. It doesn't seem like they come, often they come in bunches when they come. You know, it's like, I think 1 Peter 1:6, the Greek word, many-sided trials, when he talks about trial. It's like boom, 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 boom. Everything's going fine, then boom, boom, boom. It just seems like things happen that way. So seasons we have, there are seasons we have one another, our loved ones. And as we just remembered what's happened, reflected on Pittsburgh, and thank you, Heather and Roger, so much for sharing. So beautiful. So beautiful. Couldn't have been more helpful. And then we don't have each other, right? We lose our loved ones. Our job, we might have it, and then we don't. Our health, the same. Our strength, both physically and mentally. Our sight, our hearing. A season of birth, a season of childhood, a season of adolescence, a season of young adulthood. Remember, John mentions that, actually. He says little children. He mentions those different periods of time, actually. A season of young adulthood, then maybe a season of marriage. Have a marriage right here coming up soon, and very shortly. And we have a season of having children, hopefully. But then there's a season of empty nesting, right? Of having grandchildren, of aging, and of departure. Seeds are planted. Think of agriculture. Seeds are planted. Plants emerge. They grow. They produce fruit. And they're harvested, and then they're no more. A time to travel or to move. A time to stay put and not to do so. And so let me give you some verses, some references. Just, you might want to look up on your own. Psalm 39, read them. Psalm 39, 5 and 6. Let me know, Lord. Let me know, Adonai, my end, and what is the number of my days, what it is. Let me know how short-lived I am, just like the fall foliage. Behold, you've made my days like handbreadths, and my lifetime is nothing before you. Surely all humanity is but vapor, Selah. You know what Selah means, right, in the Psalms? What's Selah mean? Yeah, think about it. Stop. Pause. Think. It was a musical interlude. You know, these were all songs. with instruments. And so there, it's a musical interlude. Now listen, in other words, think about it. Stop and let it reflect. Psalm 89, 48, remember how short my lifespan is. 90, verse 4 and 6, 1,000 years is like in your sight, like a day just passing by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away in their sleep. In the morning, they're like sprouting grass. In the morning, it flourishes and springs up. This is, again, more true in the Middle East. But by evening, it withers and dries up. Psalm 102, 12 and 13, my days are like a lengthening shadow. Again, I wither like grass. But you, Lord, contrast, you, Lord, are enthroned forever. You're renowned from generation. Boy, that's why our life has to be rooted not in the temporal and the transient and the impermanence of this life, but in God who's eternal. It's so sad. I grieve over someone that doesn't know the Lord and want them to know, because when you're in touch, when you're connected to God, you're connected to the one that's going to last forever, and you can live forever. You can live forever and have eternal life. And yet so many don't know him. And that's why we have to share and be a light and help bring him to others. By the way, these pictures, I'll just better run through them real quick, these fall foliage, because you got to see New England. Keep moving. That's New England. That's New England. All right. The colors are so sharp, so sharp. I think that was last. That and the one before it, I think, were probably the New England. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll get to those words. So, but some of these other verses, man's like a breath, a passing shadow, Psalm 144:4. And again, Isaiah 40, Peter quotes this in chapter 1. All flesh is grass, loveliness is the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, breath of the Lord blows upon it. People are grass, okay? But the flower fades, but the word of our God stands how long? Forever. Forever. Remember, I've quoted, I think it was D.L. Moody before, who said, when I discovered that the two things, only two things are going to last forever, I decided to pour my life into those two things, and it's the Word of God and the souls of men. People, the Word of God and people are going to live forever, one place or another. And we want it to be with the Lord. So, our outward man is decaying. This trouble is light and momentary, but it's producing an eternal weight of glory in 2 Corinthians 4. So will there be seasons in heaven, in the olam haba, as we say, the world come, as opposed to the olam hazeh, this world? Will there be? I'm not going to answer that. Here on earth, we do have seasons. And the Lord created them in Genesis 1:14. They'll be for the lights in the heavens for seasons and for days and years. And many scriptures could mention about that. Paul, in the book of Acts, he mentions the times and the seasons. 1 Thessalonians 5:1, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters. So in due time, there's a season. Leviticus 26 mentions verses 4 and 5, I give you rain in their season, land and yield its crops, and so on. And Deuteronomy, these seasons. So again, I could mention more, but I'm going to, again, zaman means, what does it mean? Zaman, season, means to designate for a purpose. And again, the context, agricultural, agrarian economy, the season serves a purpose for the crops to form, develop, grow, bear fruit. What season of life are you in right now? What season of life are you in? God always designates for a purpose. He's specific. He's not haphazard. He's not random. He created the universe. In creating the universe, in creating man or humankind, calling Abraham, in shaping his chosen people, in calling out a new covenant people, God designates for a purpose. What is your purpose? What is my purpose for which God has created you or I? Well, we're created for God's glory, and that's the word kavod. Let's say kavod. We're created for kavod. You know what kavod means? You know what kavod in Hebrew? It's heavy. It's weight. It's weight. You know, it means importance. Importance. We're to declare God's praise in Isaiah 43:21, the created for God's glory, 43:7. And the word praise is tehillah. Let's say tehillah. Tehillah in halal, we get from that, the root. Means, you know what this means, the word praise? To radiate. To radiate, to shine. Yeshua said, "And this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit." John 15:8. We're called to, according to the purpose of his will. Roger mentioned Romans 8:28 and 29 when he prayed. Just a little, he quoted it. We're called according to his purpose. In Ephesians 1:11, it's the purpose of his will, that we might belong to him and that we might be to the praise of the glory of his grace. Ephesians 1:6, he's called us, and it's all by his grace. He wants us to be, tokens, vessels of his grace, proclaiming, it says, the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. Don't you love that verse? Out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's what he did when he rescued you, when he brought you to know him and saved us and forgave our sins and washed us and made us new. And we're now called to we're created. He says we are his workmanship, created in the Messiah. And that word poema, actually in Greek, Ephesians 2:10, we're his poem, to created in Messiah Yeshua unto good works, or for good deeds. We're created for a purpose that God can work through you. And Revelation 4:11, talks about an amazing, I wrote a song for that years ago, Lord, just worshiping the Lord. I just remembered that one the other day, 4:11. Worthy art thou, O Lord, and our God, to receive glory, honor, and power. For you did create all things, and because of thy will, they existed and were created. See, if you put a song to it, you'll remember it, right? The verse. But everything is to reveal God's glory, to reveal God's glory. And we're shining, we're to shine as lights. We hold forth the word of life in Philippians 2:15 and 16. That's what it really means, not just holding fast. It's really holding it forth and offering God's word of life to others. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. God didn't have to create everything. He didn't have to create anything. He didn't have to. He could exist, self-existed without having to, but he wanted to. And that's why I said people without a relationship with God are living outside of their design and their purpose and are totally, entirely out of place. And that, if that's you this morning, guess what? You're here this morning because God wants to connect with you. He brought you here. He put it in your mind and heart to be here for some reason, for a reason to connect with you so that you could come to know him and have your purpose. And Matisyahu, I love this song. He says, what is man with no history? What is a man with no history? Who am I? Where am I? What is this place? We're just spinning in space. I will be light. Time will continue without you. So in the end, it's not about you. But what did you do? Who do you love besides you? I will be light. One tiny moment in time. For life to shine, burn away the darkness. You've got one tiny moment in time for life to shine, burn away the darkness. I will be light, right? Honest Yahoo, what a song. What a song. I pray for him. I don't know about you. I really pray for him a lot. for him to come to know our Messiah, Yeshua. So I'll finish really quickly in turn to 1 Samuel 15, quickly, if you have the Bible. And this deals, this part then, with the fall of Saul. And you know what? I'm going to go into it next week. I should stop because of the time. And it was all right. We had a great thing today. So what is your purpose? God has an eternal purpose for you. And I want you to think about that, and I want you to think about living for his glory. Let's say the word kavod again. Tehillah. Let's say tehillah. Tehillah, not another word some of you are thinking. You don't need that garbage. Listen, you don't. You don't. You need to be a praise to God. You need to be a praise to God. We all do. Amen? Don't we need to be a praise to God? Tehillah, we're to shine as the stars in the universe. Daniel 12:3, shine as the stars in the universe forever and ever. We belong to the Lord, and we have an eternal purpose, not an accidental, not a haphazard, not a random purpose. You're here to know God and to make him known to others. And Father, we pray we would bring glory to you, kavod to the importance to you. Lord, you are the important one. And we're important because we're connected to you. We're important. We're created in your image to shine, Lord. We thank you and praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for rescuing us, for bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord. Colossians 1:13 translated us out of the kingdom of darkness to your marvelous light, Lord. Thank you, God, for washing us, washing to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, Revelation 1:5. Thank you, Lord, for doing that, Lord. Thank you for the fall foliage, Lord, that we can enjoy at your creation, that we're in a place where we can enjoy it and can see it, Lord. Help us to give praise to you in every way, Lord, this week, Lord, and this season in our lives, this season, and this I have to look up the word again myself, to designate for a purpose, this zaman, to designate, we have a purpose, Lord, in everything we do. We bless you and thank you.